So Jackie of Kyle and Jackie O, I asked Kyle this. I'm not going to tell you his response, but how important is that man to you?
Oh, extremely important. And I bloody hope he said the same of me. But, of course. I mean, we work really well together. We know each other inside and out. We've been working together for 16 years. And what we do together works. And, you know, it's incredibly important that we maintain the great relationship we always have. And we're pretty respectful of each other and mindful that this is a working relationship and a friendship. But it's an important one.
Is it good cop, bad cop?
Not all the time. It's sometimes, you know, I'll take on the bad cop and he'll be good cop. You know, whenever one of us is riled up about something, the other one will pull back. It's never the two of us all guns blazing.
I mean, you were in there talking about your switch from Today FM to Kiss FM and going from number one straight to number one on a different station.
Yeah.
Between yourselves, when you were speaking about that, how confident were you that you could be successful somewhere else?
Fairly confident, because we knew the audience was very loyal to the show. I definitely wasn't confident that it would happen in the first one. I was sure it would take probably four surveys for maybe them to all come around, if at all. So there was definite hesitation, and for me it was a certain risk. You know, you have analysts and critics out there saying they won't move the audience, you know, they won't get the audience they have at 2 Day, and you try not to believe that or buy into that too much, but there was a certain amount of confidence going into it, but not 100%.
What was that feeling like when you got that first survey?
I gotta say, it was one of the best days of my whole career. It was just incredible. I just felt this, we were all so excited and overjoyed, and everyone was celebrating. It was a huge day for us, and I think because we'd all worked so hard together over this short period of time, 6 weeks, we were pretty much, you know, all in there every day, all day, working pretty hard on this. So it just felt that it had all paid off. It was a great day.
As a show, when you listen and you compare it to English radio, obviously where I'm from, yeah, not so much to American radio, it's fairly edgy, isn't it? Yeah. How important is that edge for your success?
I think it's a balance. We have to be really careful, because naturally we are, you know, Kyle goes there without even the content going there. So I think it is, there needs to be a balance. We have an audience that's, you know, parents now. They've grown up with us since we were, you know, we were kids. And now they've got kids in cars, and they still love that edginess. But if we give them too much and it's break after break or too much smut, they will turn over. So you really have to weigh up how much we're doing and make sure it's not, you know, consistently smutty or edgy.
And there was the one thing you did that I listened to that was very different, where you had a school friend in of some Australians who were about to be executed abroad.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, it wasn't edgy, it wasn't edgy just deliberately so, but that was something that was almost like you were taking it to like an Oprah Winfrey show style, a TV show style. It was very, very different for breakfast radio, where it's all hooray and fun.
Totally, yeah. We like to do those things in our show every now and again. It's important for us to not just be on the same level all the time. We like to sometimes tackle pretty serious issues. I mean, we might dedicate a whole hour to ice addicts and parents that have kids, you know, struggling with ice addiction. That's good every now and again, just to give them something different. I think if you serve them up the same thing every day, they'll get bored, especially when you're doing it for 10 years. Breakfast radio, you know, 10 years of it. Yeah, you've got to sort of shake it up and give them that roller coaster ride, I think.
That's Kyle. Les, I'll ask you, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? That's like an interview question, but where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Hopefully still doing breakfast radio. It's my one true love. I think there's other projects we could do, but nothing I'm as passionate about as radio. Radio's in my blood. I've been doing it since I was 17 years old. So for me, I am where I want to be, and hopefully we're still doing it in 5 years' time.
Kyle said to still be alive, so that's slightly...
Well, that's true, actually. I hope he's still alive. We're not sure about that.
Thank you for speaking to us, Jackie.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much for having me.